Well, good morning. Welcome to The Drive. Hey, I hope you guys are doing well. April 3rd? Yes, April 3rd on a Wednesday midweek. I hope you guys are having a good couple of days so far of this week. It was raining yesterday. It's windy today. And what is it? It's 58 degrees. So the pollen is horrible. Everywhere I go, everyone's talking about how their allergies have never been this bad. Apparently, there was a freeze, and so all the pollen flew over here. I don't know how it works, but came over here at the same time instead of gradually throughout time. And so that's why it's concentrated right now. So people's allergies are going haywire, going crazy. And I rarely get allergies, but when I, you know, but when I do, I know it. And so I've had the pressure in my head, too. But you just persevere. Just keep going. It may hurt. It may be uncomfortable. But you just keep pushing through. And you'll get through. God gets us through no matter what the situation is, right? We know that for a fact. But before I start driving, Jesus has been given this parable about the different kinds of grounds or soil that seeds are planted in, right? He talked about the wayside. Those who hear the word and don't understand it. And the enemy comes to take it away. Then the stony or rocky ground, those who hear the word of God is planted a little bit, but then when they get in trouble or things get difficult because of the word, then they fall away. They burn out. They're not securely grounded. And today we're talking about the thorny ground, which, let me read this. Jesus says, "As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it proves unfruitful." All right. So this is the thing. Here's the reality. Like, let's just be honest. The lure of the world is strong, right? Because we know, biblically, the God, lowercase g, the God of this world is Satan, right? He's deceiving everyone. He's making people think and using people to write books about being fulfilled and satisfied in this world with the things in this world. Advertisers are amazing at making you think you are totally missing out if you do not have their product. Everything is fighting against us just being content in following Jesus. Like, everything. And there's a lot of cares of the world. And here's where things go wrong, I think. When people hear the word and they have cares of the world, they don't actually integrate the word of God into their daily life situations. That's just what I see here. Because we can hear the word all day long, but then the cares of the world can just choke out the word like these thorns. And we don't apply what we know into our everyday lives. The problem is many try to compartmentalize the faith, and in doing so, when they have trouble, they don't go to the scripture, the truth. They don't seek the Lord through prayer. Instead, they just crumble, or they try to strive and figure it out on their own, where it's like, we have to integrate the word of God into the issues that we have. You know what I'm saying? Instead of just being like, here's the issue, cool. Here's the word, cool. Like, they're separate. No. The scriptures are incredibly relevant for today. Day by day. Things that we go through. And so the world threatens to choke out the word. And also the world system goes, that's dumb. That's not true. It's a myth. Of course, they speak out of ignorance. They don't understand the things of the spirit because they're not saved. And also, they don't even study or look into the archaeological, geographical, biblical, historical, any of it when it comes to the word of God. Where as you look into it, you see tens of thousands of things that validate the word of God. And so the world is strong. I know we often talk about the enemy, spiritual warfare. Yes, that's a thing. We talk about the flesh rising up, and we need to, you know, walk in the spirit so not fulfill the lust of the flesh, like Paul wrote to the Galatians. But the thing is, honestly, the world, I think we don't talk about that the least. At least from my experience, what I hear. People go, yeah, the world. But the world is a huge influence for people. You look at the statistics when it comes to those who are walking away from the faith from now to 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. As you go back, man, it was a huge percentage of people who claim to be Christian who people just said, yeah, the Bible is true, it's literal, it's relevant. And that number of people who believe that is getting less and less and less as the decades go by. And a big reason for that, I think, is the lure of the world, the riches of the world, and I would even say the fame. You know, I'll never forget when me and my friend, he lived in the Hollywood Hills, right? It's when I lived in Southern California. We were in a band together. His dad was a producer of Judge Judy and a bunch of other court shows. His dad kind of paved the way for court shows. But yeah, he was super rich, right? And they could buy whatever they wanted. They were set for life, but that's just how they lived. Yeah, they had huge parties. They had famous people over all the time. And when we were in the band, I remember we were, because we would walk down from his house from the Hollywood Hills down to Sunset Strip, which is like right there, and go to whatever, either, you know, this was before Christ, but before I was saved, but go to bars or restaurants or whatever. We would just go down there and then walk back to his house. But I remember one time we were talking about our band, and you know, we were playing shows and different things. We made a CD back when CDs were a thing, and we were having this discussion, like, would you rather be, and this is just a dumb thing, would you rather be rich or famous if you can only do one? We were talking about that, and he was like, I think he said, I'd rather be rich, right? Because, I mean, his dad, he was already kind of rich because his dad was, but that's what he said, I'd rather be rich. I was like, I'd rather be famous. Because people want prominence. And I think about back then, that was like, that was 25 years ago. I don't know. It was a couple decades ago. I'm 46. I was in my 20s. But anyway, people want prominence. And it was kind of bad back then. But in today's day, look how much worse it is. It's bad. Everyone just wants to be seen. Everyone just wants to be an influencer. People base their value now on how many followers they have, how many likes they have, how many subscribers they have. That's where their identity is now. And yes, the lure of the world is strong. People want to be influencers. People want to be rich. All the goals are off. And so they hear the word, and then the cares of the world, the riches of the world, the things of the world, make them fall away. And so as Christians, you guys, we need to beware of that as well. The pull of the world is a real thing. We need to resist it and go the opposite way. We need to not follow the trends nor follow the crowds. We need to follow Jesus. And as we do so, oftentimes we'll be going the opposite way of everyone else. That's okay. You're not alone in that. There's a whole body of believers, a whole church, church throughout the whole world who loves the Lord, who's doing the work of the Lord, who from day to day, sometimes they feel like they're the only Christ follower around, and you might be. But you know what that means? That means that you have an opportunity to be a light for the gospel. Just by your life, by your words, by your actions, by your reactions, right? And so don't let the world influence you. Let's influence the world for Jesus. Amen. Well, God bless you guys. Hey, I hope you have an amazing Wednesday. And love you guys. Praying for you guys. And talk to you next time.